Dominic, is the gas in gas giants highly compressed? Orlando says, I was wondering, if planets like Jupiter are just gas, why is it that they exert such enormous gravitational pull on surrounding matter, like the asteroid belt?
Well, planets like Jupiter certainly do have cores. Jupiter, we think, has a rocky core which is about 10 times more massive than the Earth. But Jupiter itself is a really vast planet. It's got 300 times the mass of the Earth, and it measured about 10 times the radius of the Earth across. And most of that volume and most of that mass is a mixture of hydrogen and helium gas. And that gas is very heavily compressed, and that's how Jupiter manages to be so very massive. In fact, it's in a state of hydrogen called metallic hydrogen, where these molecules are so compressed together that they form a lattice, and the electrons, rather than orbiting around individual hydrogen nuclei, actually can flow freely through that metallic hydrogen. And that's why Jupiter has such a strong magnetic field, because it's electrons flowing through that metallic hydrogen which is producing that magnetic field.
How did it get all that gas in the first place? Hydrogen and helium being so light, how did they manage to coalesce around Jupiter before it got big and had lots of gravity?
Well, that's an interesting question that people are actually still researching. But I think the best theory at the moment is that when a planet gets to a mass of 10 times that of the Earth, its gravitational field is then so strong that it can pull in gas around it, and you have this sudden catastrophic fall of material onto this planet. And so any planet of less than 10 times the mass of the Earth will tend to be rocky, like the inner planets of the solar system, and any planets that creep over that mass suddenly turn into these vast gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn.